أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال إني ذاهب إلى ربي سيهديني رب هب لي من الصالحين. فبشرناه بغلام حليم. فلما بلغ معه السعي قال يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى. قال يا أبت افعل ما تؤمر ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين. فلما أسلما وتله للجبين. وناديناه أن يا إبراهيم قد صدقت الرؤيا إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين. إن هذا لهو البلاء المبين. وفديناه بذبح عظيم. وتركنا عليه في الآخرين سلام على إبراهيم. كذلك نجزي المحسنين. إنه من عبادنا المؤمنين. وبشرناه بإسحاق نبيا من الصالحين. وباركنا عليه وعلى إسحاق ومن ذريتهما محسن وظالم لنفسه مبين. And he departed from his people saying, I will go towards my Rabb and he will guide me. And up till this point he had no issues, no children. So he made dua, my Rabb, bestow me a righteous child. And we gave him the good news of a child forbearing and patient. And when he reached the age where he could go about with his father carrying out errands, so Ibrahim alayhi salam says to his son, my dear son, I see you in my dream that I am slaughtering you. Then see what you suggest. Readily the son, the fortunate son, replies, my respected father, do as you've been commanded. Allah Ta'ala willing, you will find me from amongst the patient. Then when both submitted to the will of Allah Ta'ala, and he laid him on his forehead, and we called out, O Ibrahim, you have made the dream come true, and this way do we reward those who do good. And this was an obvious trial. We ransomed him with a momentous sacrifice. And we allowed these blessings to continue for him in the generations to come in later times. Salams upon Ibrahim alayhi salam. Thus do we reward those who do good. And indeed he was from amongst our believing servants. And we had also given him the good news of Ishaq, a Nabi from amongst the righteous, and we had blessed him and Ishaq alayhi salam, and in both their progenies there were those who did good, and those who openly wronged themselves. It was the work and the way of every Nabi that after delivering his message and completing his mission, if he found that people were not readily accepting, and alternately they come towards persecution, they become adamant and obstinate in their ways, so he leaves them. This is called hijrat and migration for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, that he will move on to another land where he could work better, he could remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more better, there'd be a better environment. So he left his people, traveled throughout Iraq, moved on to Sham and Syria, Palestine, settled there, and then he had hardly settled in Palestine when he was commanded to move towards Makkah Mukarramah. Up till this point, he had no children, so he begged Allah Ta'ala for a pious and a righteous child. After all, what's there in a child if there is no righteousness? So you want that righteousness so that the righteousness may continue in your household, amongst your people, and amongst people in general. There may be someone that is righteous, good for himself and good for people in general. So we had answered his dua and given him this good news of a child, of a son that will be forbearing and patient. Now, at a time when the father's expectations are the highest of his child, when he's around 13, 14 years of age, and you see the beautiful features in him, and apart from the features, then you see the intelligence, the strength and the might in the child. Expectations of the parents are the highest at that time. So now he's commanded that I have seen that I'm slaughtering you. Obviously, the dream of a Nabi is an inspiration from Allah Ta'ala, unlike our dreams. And so he discloses the dream to his son. بَلَغَ مَعَوْ السَّعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ. So the first greatest sacrifice was to leave his hometown. Now the greatest sacrifice is to leave the one that is most dear to his heart. He had no children up to the age of 86. And he begged for a child. When the child grew to the age where he had high expectations of the child, features of intelligence and brightness were all blooming in the child, now he's commanded to sacrifice this child. He shares the dream with his son, who knows also that the inspiration of my father, the dream of my father, is a revelation and inspiration. So the father perhaps shares the dream with the child so that he could cooperate with him in this righteous work. For the Anbiya alayhim salam, they try their best. If they are being commanded by Allah Ta'ala to do work with beauty, excellence, and in a manner that is easy for people, so that he may try out the cooperation of his son and conformity, he shares the dream with him that this is what I have seen, then what do you feel about the whole thing? So the son that is going to be a Nabi later on, obviously he will reply according to that level, and immediately he says, do as you've been commanded, for you'll find me amongst those that are patient. So this is an indication of a fortunate child, that he is ready to execute the command of Allah Ta'ala, ready to obey the wishes of his parents. And Allah Ta'ala says it in the words, فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا, when both of them submitted. Really, it is not the blood that Allah Ta'ala sees, nor the wealth in the flesh. This is not what Allah Ta'ala's focus is upon. He wants to see the levels of submission. He wants to see the level of righteousness. He wants to see the level of endurance within you. That are you prepared to suffer for my sake? Are you prepared to give yourself and surrender and submit for my sake? Your wealth, your possessions, your life. So this is what Allah Ta'ala wanted to see. And then he says how truthful they were. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا, both of them had submitted their wills to Allah Ta'ala entirely. So this is the point of acceptance, perpetual acceptance, where a person gives himself to Allah Ta'ala unconditionally, total submission. So now, then Allah Ta'ala accepts this submission, this sacrifice, and he says, قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا, you have made the dream come true. We understand that when a person gives himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tries his best to accomplish, whether he reaches or not, then he has already passed, he is successful in the trial, because he had left no stone unturned to accomplish the trial and to accomplish what he's been commanded. He tried his best and he went to the point that he could manage. Thereafter, it is the will of Allah ta'ala, the decision of Allah ta'ala that prevails. So he had done what he could do. So therefore Allah Ta'ala says, صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا, you made the dream come true. What a great consolation for us. Sometimes we wish to do something, we try our utmost, and we will spare nothing to get that to that point, but we cannot manage to get there. We want to become righteous, we want to become hafizes, we want to do things that are of a rightful nature, and we'll do everything to reach up there, but we don't manage we don't manage doing it. So Allah Ta'ala will enlist us, inshallah, amongst those that had accomplished, because we tried our best. إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْبَلَاءُ الْمُبِينُ. Indeed, this was a great sacrifice, an open trial. And we had ransomed him with a great sacrifice, a momentous sacrifice. A ram from Jannah was replaced with Ismail alayhi salam. And in commemoration of this great sacrifice, Allah Ta'ala honors Ibrahim alayhi salam, that this will be carried out in the generations to come thereafter as well. People will commemorate this, they will remember you. وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. And we left this blessings to continue for him in the generations to come at later times. Salams upon Ibrahim. And this is so true that every year, year in, year out, Ibrahim alayhi salam is mentioned. His sacrifices are spoken about, and then we see it amongst ourselves that we owe this to Ibrahim alayhi salam, that he was the one that initiated this. So therefore, salams upon Ibrahim, salamun ala Ibrahim, kadhalika nadzil muhsinin, showing to us and impressing upon us that this merit, this honor, and this virtue is not just restricted to him. Anyone that does good, his heart is good, his conduct is good, he gives himself fully and entirely, unconditionally, then Allah Ta'ala will bless him as well as he had blessed Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam.